Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. That's tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
You're listening to the Wealth Insights Podcast with the OCBC Wealth Panel, a show where we discuss wealth management and investment topics with an OCBC Wealth expert to keep you up to date on what makes markets and your money move. I am Elliot Danker, and today we'll be discussing how wealth management is more than just about investing with Tan Siew Lee, Head of Wealth Management, Singapore OCBC Bank.
So Siew Lee, wealth management, it's often equated with investments. Would you say that perception is accurate?
Contrary to popular belief, wealth management is more than just investing. It is about holistic planning, which includes money management, safeguarding your wealth, and planning for your life goals beyond just investing in the markets. It also includes legacy planning to ensure the wealth you have accumulated in your generation is passed down to the next. Of course, part of managing your wealth includes growing your savings to beat inflation and help fund your future needs, and you do that via investing. But it should also encompass protection or insurance products that help to safeguard your wealth and your family's financial well-being if something unexpected happens to you. Let me give you an example. Suppose you had just focused on investments without making any provisions towards safeguarding yourself against the threat of unexpected, like critical illness happens. You may end up with hefty medical bills that may well deplete the money you have saved or even force you to liquidate your investments at the most inopportune time. If you had sufficient insurance coverage, this may not be much of a concern, as the claims or the payout can help you buffer your finances for a while until you get back on your feet. So while it is important to invest, it is equally important, if not more so, to ensure you have sufficient insurance coverage to protect you and your loved ones from the threat of the unexpected.
Okay, there's a common perception that wealth management is for the wealthy. I mean, is this true?
Definitely not. Access to the types of products may differ, but generally, wealth management as a concept is for everyone, regardless of their income standing. Ultimately, managing and planning your finances well is critical for a peace of mind. We have to keep close tabs of our finances and address any potential shortfalls to ensure that we remain financially healthy. The sooner we start, the better it will be, because we will have a longer runway to be able to grow and protect our wealth and recover from potential mistakes we may make along the way. If you're not sure how to do it, speak to a financial advisor or use online tools to help you manage and plan your finances.
I suppose to wrap up, what else should we do to protect and grow our wealth?
There are a few basic things you need to do. First, protect before you invest. I firmly believe that before anyone even thinks about planning for their long-term goals like children's education or retirement, they should protect themselves first. This includes ensuring that you have adequate hospitalization and critical illness coverage. Second, always invest within your means, and only when you have set aside emergency cash, ideally 6 times of your monthly expenses. Third, when you do invest, think long-term. Do your homework and invest regularly. At the most rudimentary level, it is important for an investor to fully understand the features of an investment product before clicking buy or placing an order. It is always important to invest with your eyes wide open. Also, you don't need a lot of money to start investing. Individuals can consider investing in a piecemeal fashion via regular investment plans, which invest small amounts each month into pre-selected assets. The whole idea is to let the plan run in the background, and over time, you have accumulated a decent amount of assets in your portfolio. Such a disciplined investment program works especially well in a volatile market, as you will buy less units when the prices are high and more units when the prices are low, helping you to potentially lower the average price of your investments. Finally, be sure to make a will so that your assets can be distributed according to your wishes when you have passed on. So, if I had to summarize my approach, number one, settle your emergency funds first. Safeguard before you invest. Think long-term, start early, invest regularly. Finally, seek help, do your homework, and make a will. In closing, I would say wealth management at its core is about providing the tools and solutions we need to manage, safeguard, and grow our wealth.
I completely agree. Make sure you got the right perception and the right approach to wealth management. I've been speaking with Tan Siew Lee, Head of Wealth Management Singapore at OCBC Bank.
This has been the Wealth Insights Podcast with the OCBC Wealth Panel, brought to you by OCBC Premier Banking.